Sue Sisley gained a lot of local and national attention with her push to research whether marijuana is useful in treating the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. She even got approval from a federal agency to do a study. But this past year, she got into a public fight with State Senator Kimberly Yee, who blocked legislation that would have opened the door to state funding. Then, about a month ago, Sisley got notice she would not be returning to the school. She's appealing. Attorney Mark Victor acknowledged the university needs no reason to terminate her contract, but he said the law precludes getting rid of his client for exercising her First Amendment rights. He acknowledged that proving his claim likely will require going to court.
That's part of the discovery process. We don't know what emails or memos or things of that nature might say. We don't know. They won't even give us what their stated reason is right now. I mean, do they have another reason? Is that backed up? What will other people who work there have to say about it? So it's like any other proof issue that comes to court. You need witnesses, you need evidence, and this is no different.
University officials have declined to discuss the issue, calling it a personnel matter. But a U of A spokesman has denied there was any political pressure to let Sisley go. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.